Welcome back to Matt from Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Missouri. I haven't been to Missouri on this show in a couple of days. Missouri has a Senate race coming up, U.S. Senate, to replace Roy Blunt, who is a Republican. It's a chance for us to flip a seat. Missouri is somewhat red, but St. Louis isn't, and there are other places that are not. We could do it with the right person. We have had Democratic senators from Missouri. Here's the race on the Republican side. We're going to talk about the Republican side today. One of the candidates is a former governor of Missouri named Eric Greiten. Eric Greiten is a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, and he was elected governor. You'd think he would be a strong candidate. I don't think so. Tell you why, but let me tell you something about Navy SEALs. When I was in Navy OCS, we got notice, anybody wants to try out for the Navy SEALs, you can come down to the swimming pool and they'll check you in and talk to you. So one of my buddies wanted to be a Navy SEAL. He'd been a swimmer in Florida, at Florida. He goes down, and the thing about Navy SEALs is they do open ocean swimming. They'll let you out of a submarine a couple of miles offshore. Out of the submarine, underwater, you had to swim to shore in the ocean, go on land, do what you're going to do, and then come back. So you have to be able to swim open water, not in a swimming pool. But they held the tryouts in a swimming pool. And the guy told me what happened was he gets there and they say, he thinks, oh, I'm going to show him how tough I am. He said, jump in the swimming pool, swim as fast as you can, as long as you can. That's it. So he jumps in and he swims like seemingly forever, almost goes under at the end. He's so tired, drags himself out, and he did a righteous swim. He really swam a long way. He swam for a long time, and he swam very fast. And he never heard from them again. The point of the matter is, you want to be a Navy SEAL, you better be an unbelievable swimmer, and you better be able to open ocean swim, which is very difficult. Some people, it gives them the willies. They don't like to swim in the ocean, think, oh my God, it's, how deep is it here? Well, it's pretty deep, but much more to the point, you know, you're in a wetsuit, you protect a little bit, but much more to the point, you have to be a very, 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 very strong swimmer. Anyway, Eric Greiten was a strong swimmer. He was the governor. I respect that, except after whatever happened afterwards, I don't. What happened was he had a couple of personal peculiarities. One of them was he grabbed a hairdresser and lifted up her skirt and spanked her and then posted a video of it on social media. This went over quite poorly in Missouri. It would go over quite poorly in Wisconsin. And the legislature tried to impeach him, even the Republicans, and ultimately he was a one-term governor. For some reason, he thinks that he should run for the Senate now. And he is running. He's tried to hire Kimberly Guilfoyle as his fundraiser. Kimberly Guilfoyle spoke at the Republican convention. She is Don Jr.'s girlfriend. She is a real piece of work. If you remember that speech at the Republican National Convention, her fangs were full of message. She just leered and spit into the microphone, and it really gave you the shivers to watch her. She is Don Jr.'s girlfriend, and this guy, Eric Greiten, is trying to hire her as his fundraiser to basically suck up to Trump. That's what he's doing. She's put out word that she's thinking of it, but that her hiring should not be seen as an endorsement by Trump. And that's kind of a weak thing to say right at the beginning for somebody like Greiten to hear that, well, then why am I doing this? He's opposed by a couple of people. One of them is the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. And here's the deal. There have been some polls. And believe it or not, Governor Spanky is in the lead. Spanky is in the lead. The Navy SEAL is in the lead. Apparently, people have short memories. They did a head-to-head poll, pretending that it was only two people, Eric Greiten and Eric Schmidt. And Greiten, the Navy SEAL, the guy who spanked the hairdresser and posted on social media, got 40%, 4-0. And Eric Schmidt got 39%. Now, it's margin of error. But, you know, Eric Schmidt has some name recognition down there. He is an attorney general. Greiton has name recognition. He's a former governor. In Wayne everything, he beats Schmidt by a little bit. But, and here is the difficulty for the Republican Party. In a multi-candidate primary, and down there, they don't have runoffs like they do in Georgia, where the top two go against each other. They don't have runoffs. So it's plurality. So whoever gets the most votes, even though it isn't a lot of votes, is the nominee. And in a multi-candidate race, which is what they have right now, because they have a bunch of other candidates, Eric Greiton, the former governor, creams the field. The only other guy who comes close is Eric Schmidt, the attorney general, and he's barely in double digits. And what they are very afraid of down there, very, very afraid of, is that this primary is going to occur, and it'll be multi-candidate primary, and Eric Greiton will be the nominee. And you could almost write the campaign ads of the Democratic nominee, because Eric Greiton came close to being impeached by his own party, And there are going to be a lot of people down there who are independents and Republicans are going to say, look, I want to vote Republican, but I can't vote for this guy. So it's important, very important for the Democrats to come up with somebody who's a plausible candidate, a good candidate, whom people can say, okay, yeah, you know, whatever party I am, at least this person can just effectively, he can very effectively represent our state in the Senate. And, you know, that this is a race that, you know, we've got to flip Ron Johnson. And that's another one. We've got to flip Toomey's seat in Pennsylvania because we have some vulnerable people on our side. It may come down to another one seat majority or even a tie as long as Kamala Harris can break the tie. But preferably one or two seat majority where we don't have to worry about Kamala Harris having to jump in. And stay tuned. Good news in California, Gavin Newsom in the recall. Latest poll, 56% of the people like Newsom and they won't vote to recall him. 40% say they will recall him. That's a 16 point lead. There's only 4% who are undecided. That's dynamite for Newsom. Good man, good governor. They're trying to hit him on things like COVID response, social distancing, percentage of facilities being able to use, blah, 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 blah. It's the Republicans. The Republicans in New York were the ones that ginned up the impeachment talk about Andy Cuomo. They all decided they want to take out the two most powerful Democratic governors in the country. Can't permit him to do it. Gavin Newsom looks like he'll hold. The last time somebody was recalled there was Gray Davis. Remember Gray? Gray Davis? He got recalled. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was a Terminator. But Gray Davis got recalled. And he was badly behind in the polls. 70% of the people didn't like him. Well, 56% of the people like Gavin Newsom. Looks like we can hold on to Gavin Newsom. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.